Michael Dennehy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack Heath. Hey, I know you hate this stuff, but I'm just going to say it anyway. You really should be commended, need to be commended for what you do on behalf of veterans. Because you know what? You just hit the nail on the head here when it comes to this debate and all of these debates. They don't cover veterans' issues nearly enough. You're right. Maybe it's going to be one question. Maybe it'll be, you know, they'll cover everything that's going on overseas. But they need to spend time, a solid 30 minutes, on veterans' issues. It's wrong that they don't. So, yeah. Again, I commend you for doing this next week. I know it's going to be a big success, and thanks for all you do on the issue.
All right, well, let's start about the debate tonight. What do you think? Trump won't be there again. Does it move a needle, and do you think it will be mainly hailing DeSantis, or do I have that wrong?
No, I think you have it right. I do think it moves the needle. The question is how much it moves the needle. This the alternative has clearly come down to Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley has the edge right now. So I think you're going to see, as we've seen in Ron DeSantis attack ads all across the country, DeSantis is going to go after Haley hard. Frankly, I think she's a better debater than he is. So I fully expect she's prepared for the onslaught of attacks. And then, you know, I guess the next question is how much impact does Vivek, Tim Scott, and Chris Christie have on the debate? Chris Christie will always find a way to insert himself effectively, but Vivek and Tim Scott are on the way down, so I don't see them having much of an impact.
Manchester mayor's race, Jay Rouet, Republican, edging Democrat Kevin Kavanaugh. We're going to have more of my interview with Jay Rouet, top of the 11. What's your reaction to the Manchester mayor's race?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I mentioned this the other day when we were on the phone, Jack. This guy is a rock star. Every Republican considering running for office next year in 2024 needs to pay close attention to how he ran his race. He's a workhorse. He's just the sweetest and nicest guy. He did such a phenomenal job, well-deserved victory. He's going to be an amazing mayor, exactly what the city of Manchester needs. To change what's been going on, change direction, right, and set things on a better path.
Now, Michael, because I know Democrats did well, for example, Concord, Portsmouth, on the mayor stuff, but let's stay with Manchester for a moment. The reason why I think it is interesting to look at 2024 is Joyce Craig is the outgoing Democrat incumbent mayor. And she's running for governor. So I don't think last night, I don't think she was thrilled, although she did issue a congratulatory note to Jay. I don't think she was thrilled over the result. If you're the Republican running for governor, namely Kelly Ayotte and Chuck Morris, you probably were kind of happy with those results. Is there a message beyond last night in the mayor's race in Manchester for 2024 in the governor's race?
Yeah, without a doubt, Jack. This is a big problem for Joyce Craig. Manchester... She wants Manchester to be her legacy, to be her foundation for her campaign for governor. And she just lost that yesterday. She campaigned regularly for Kevin Kavanaugh. Kevin Kavanaugh ran on Joyce Craig's record. So Manchester decided that's not the way to go. So how's she going to now convince New Hampshire that it's the way to go? On top of that, Jack, I don't know if you saw this, but Joyce Craig, literally, not a joke, hid behind a sign yesterday so she didn't have to shake hands with Dean Phillips, the candidate running against Joe Biden in the primary for president.
Another mistake.
What does that tell you about a person running for governor who's afraid to say hello to
the candidate? It tells me that she might be concerned about upsetting the state and national Democrat powers to be.
Yes. Yep. And so is that the person we want in the corner office?
Well,
someone who's afraid to buck the party line and buck the president of the United States? I think the answer, short answer, is no.
Let me ask you this, Michael. Another person we haven't mentioned was last night, ironically, we haven't mentioned, was it a good night for Cindy Warmington, the Democrat, the other major Democrat who's running for governor?
Yes, I would say on the flip side, yes, it is.
Because she's running against Joyce Craig.
That's right. Yep. So I do think it's a good night for Cindy Warmington. You know, people have been taking Cindy Warmington for granted, just saying that this race is Joyce Craig's to lose. In some ways, I guess it would be her race to lose. But But Cindy Warmington's she's no slouch. I mean, she's been a very popular Democrat and worked hard on the executive council. She's going to give her a run for the money, and I think this gives her an added boost, I would say, by Joyce Craig losing her own referendum yesterday.
All right, let me ask you this because I want to just leave on the national. We talked about the debate tonight. Michael Dennehy, Dennehy-Boulay Group. By the way, new mayor in Manchester. Concord, Byron. I remember him. Champlin, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, Byron Champlin, yep.
Nice guy. Real quickly, nationally, Kentucky, Virginia, Ohio, Michael Dennehy, when abortion rights are on the table in an open election, doesn't end well for the Republicans who even hint at further restricting abortion rights after the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. Am I right or wrong? And does that translate into the races here in New Hampshire in 2024?
You're right. And it could translate, yes. I believe that Republicans continue. This has been an issue for Republicans for years. They aren't comfortable talking about abortion, and they need to get comfortable talking about it in a way that voters can understand, especially female voters and suburban moms. Republicans, the ironic thing is Republicans are on the same side as suburban moms. They just don't know how to communicate it effectively.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the biggest challenge, but I'm sure they're going to get their act together before next year, because now, we're just still kind of getting through the abortion issue being on the state level and not the federal level. And so I think that's going to highlight it more than ever, and everyone's going to need to get their act together on the Republican side when it comes to communicating abortion.
The great one, Michael Dennehy. Thank you, Michael. We'll catch you soon. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jack.